the ridiculous, dangerous nonsense of hate crimes. We should expunge hate crimes from our vocabulary and remove all hate crimes from our list of laws. Hate crimes should be outlawed. The designation hate crime is nonsense. You can't measure hate. You can't know the motives of people's hearts. You may speculate or surmise, but you cannot know. You can, however, judge people by their actions. It is impossible to know with certainty the motives of anyone. If we keep creating new hate crimes, we will be able to arrest anyone for any action we feel is motivated by hate. What's more, we may arrest anyone based on our suspicion they may possess hateful thoughts. I have a strong suspicion that in your heart you are a racist and a bigot. Therefore, you should be arrested. This kind of justice is found in communist and totalitarian nations. All hate crime should be obliterated from our law books. If not, prepare for the motives police to knock at your door. Hate crime laws create a new type of prejudice. If I don't like broccoli, tattoos, someone's sexual orientation, or the color they paint their living room, I could be in danger of being charged with a hate crime. You must hate farmers, tattoo artists, celibates, and interior designers. After all, you don't care for what they do, therefore you are full of hate. I hate spelling games. One of the dominant nonsensical presumptions is that people who hate should be punished more severely. For example, if a murderer kills because he hates another for social, religious, philosophical, or racial reasons, he should get a more severe punishment than the cold-blooded psychopath. To get a lesser punishment, we might plead, "I was not hateful. There was nothing personal. I simply killed them for their stuff. No premeditation, no animosity. I'm simply making a living." We cannot measure the quality or magnitude of anyone's hate. Therefore, hate crime laws are nonsensical. What's more, such laws lend themselves to suspicion, speculation, and false accusations based, curiously, on novel prejudices. Communist China has perfected this type of justice. Suspicion is enough to have you arrested, and worse. No person is capable of judging people's motives. But we can judge actions and call people to account for breaking established laws. There is one who will make judgments over our lives based on motives. God knows every thought and intention. He searches our hearts and makes true judgments of heart contents. Let's not pretend that we know the motives of others. Rather, let's be humble and vulnerable before our Lord as He scrutinizes each of our hearts. We speak not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. Luke 16:15. The Lord searches all hearts and understands every plan and thought. 1 Chronicles 28:9. When we judge the motives of others, we are in peril of mocking God, claiming His supernatural abilities to know the mysteries of hearts. Let us properly judge based on people's actions, based on their fruit. But for pity's sake, please put an end to the dangerous folly of hate crimes. Do you agree? Disagree? Want to dialogue? This article by Louis DeBrox shares one type of abuse of hate crime laws. This is Stephen C. Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises.